Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim 21 years ago, is daf Mem Zayin, and we begin with the Halakha Mishnah.
Atzilo zakach yasamachta. They took out from Lishkas Hakelim a kaf and a machta for the Kohen Gadol. Of course, this is a little funny because we just had a whole discussion about the machta that he already used. I mean, it took out from Lishkas Hakelim. Tomorrow we'll talk about. Chofa and Melochof now. I might as well tell you, because otherwise the mission doesn't make much sense. Till now we were talking about the machta that took the Gechom. Now we're talking about getting the Ktoros. When it says of Yerotzilo as a calf, yeah, the calf was what they were going to put, what he had put into Melochof. No. Right now it was empty. The machta is referred to is not the machta we talked about in the last break. It's the machta from Beis Aftirnes that has Ktoros in it. For him to be Chof and from that machta and to deposit it into the calf. That's what it's referring to. Now, this is not clear precisely what it means. What it means is that depending on the size of the coin, that's as big as the chofen was.
Yeah,
the
chofen is two hands.
It's two hands. So it means each person will be his size.
Chofen is two hands or one hand?
Yeah, two hands. Comments. The kaf hayta midata, and that's how large it was. Now, that's not clear what that's supposed to mean, and so I say the whole thing is not quite clear, so we'll see in the Gemara what it is. Not all the machta, we mean all this a kaf smell. Then he took the machta, which obviously doesn't mean this machta, since he took out Molech Ofna from this machta and left it behind. It means the machta of the Gefolim. We were talking about in the left, where he took in his right hand, and the kaf, which was now full of victorious, he took in his left hand. So the Mishnah is quite confusing, but that's what it ends up meaning. Machta? Totally. I thought we just had the last prayer. Natalas Amachta, all the Roshim is bad, Chote, the Yorid, and so on and so forth. How come all of a sudden we're taking out the Machta when he finished using it? No, us Amachta, the Gecholim, well, the Machta, Victorious, it's two different issues. There we were talking about the Machta for taking the Gecholim, you were talking about the Machta from Beis Aftinas, the Tanya, Hotziulo, Kafre Khan, Mivishkas Hakerim, Machta, Gedusha, Shafteris, Mivishkas, Beis Aftinas. So that's, the Bryce explains it a little bit better. That the kaf was empty, and that was from the Lishkas Hakelim in order for him to use to put the mloch of nav of ketores into the kaf. The machta was full of ketores for him to do chafina from. Chofan mloch of nav, and the same letoch hakaf. Hagadol of yigadlo, hagadol of yigadlo, hagadol of yigadlo, kaf biyom HaKippur moment. How did this kaf get into the picture at all? It doesn't say anything about a kaf in the Torah. In the Torah it says, Mloch of Nav, baby. It says you're supposed to take Mloch of Nav and then bring it in. So what right do we have for to put it in the Kaf? We have no choice. The Torah can't possibly mean Mloch of Nav or anything. Because Behechi Nabi, how are we supposed to physically make it possible for the Kohen to bring the Ktoros in? What's the problem? The problem is that he has to bring the Gacholos, right? The Gacholos in. The Gacholos are in the Mach. If he's going to keep his two hands closed holding the Chofen, how's he going to carry in the Gecholim? So maybe he'll say, Nayavad or Nayavad. So he want to make two trips. He'll make one trip carrying the Machta, put it on, go back out, bring Melochof now, and put it on. No, you can't do that because Havo'achas Amach Menavosh Tayavon. The Torah only talks about the Hebini based on the Parochas. It means once. There's only one being. So but there's got to be an Eitzim. So what should we do? Nishkele Leteres Bechof Nav, the Nachim Machta, Allah Veleil. Should we let him carry the Ktoros in the Chofen? We will take the Machta for him and put it on top of Melof of Nav Ktoros. So he'll be walking in carrying the Ktoros with the Machta on top of the Ktoros of the Chofen. Well, it's all very nice, except what happens when he gets there? You want the Yosem, if you love him, when he gets there, what's he supposed to do now? Nishkele B'shinei V'nachfei L'machta. Should he take his teeth, pick up the Machta from on top of his hand, and put it down, and then put the Chofen inside it, and Ashkel with the Melech was a dominus, and came with the Melech Machem, look at the Kodesh Baruch, all that kind of comments, ridiculous. It's so not the Chubad, that that can't be what the Torah means.
Can he carry something in his mouth at some point?
Yes, sort of. He doesn't carry it in his mouth. Those are as it says later on, in order to do the Chafina Bifnim, he has to get the last bits out, he has to hold it in his mouth in order to turn it over and get the last bits of the Ktoros back into his Chofen. So Tosva says, but that's not carrying it, it's only sort of like, I mean, he's supporting it on his hands, right, on the tips of his fingers. Just turn it over for a moment, so it's not the same thing. Was it supposed to be a quarter to?
No.
No?
6:30?
You're adding 15 minutes from the Yom Kippur to it. Anyway, so it can't mean that. Yilkach lo yashas has nothing to do. They give no yashas. Didn't they ask to come in and see him? So now we know that by the Nesiim they brought kapakas from the Ketores, right? So in the middle, that's the right thing to put Ketores in. So we'll have to go and got to put the Ketores in the kap, and he can support it with his hand, and he can support it with his other hand and master, and then everything is.
We come to the Avinu that he has the Ketores in the chol, and then you put on top the
machta
with the chol.
Yeah. Won't
he get burned?
Right.
Oh, he can easily get burned, can't he?
Yes, you make the machta thin and deep.
Thin and deep, in order?
To avoid him getting burned.
So then top of the star.
Yeah.
Thin and deep. He's got it like this, right?
Right. So as long as it's not white, it won't touch your skin. Not all as a machta, do you mean this a kaf is small? It seems a little ridiculous. I mean, the important thing over here is the keteris. The gefolim is necessary in order to burn the keteris, but why would we put the gefolim in his right hand and the keteris in his left hand? Yitziva be'ara be'gyura b'shmei shemaya. What's going on over here? You have the citizen, he's down on the bottom of the totem pole. And the ole, he's all the way on top. That doesn't seem right. Same thing over here. You're taking the keteris, you're putting it in the left hand. The taxpayer, he goes on he should go on the right hand. No? Answers the Gemara, yeah, but Zumru, but the Zumru answers, look, three carving of Gefolim is a lot of Gefolim. So, I mean, since he's going to carry in his right hand, he needs to have the strength in his right hand to carry it. So, the Mela, we do it that way. Now, the truth is that there were Kohanim Gedolim who were giants, and their Chofens were big enough to equal or better the size of the Mara. For instance, Afilu is Vanshi Shnei Amshavim, which isn't really true because it was really more. But it's at least Shnei Amshavim, Kamaisa Rebishma Ben Kimtis. Nonetheless, Rashi's Girsa ends there. Nonetheless, Lo Plu. The other Girsa we have is Zuchama Vezutzonenes. It's easier to handle something hot in your right hand. You can lose control of it in your left hand. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the story of Rebishma Ben Kimtis, he was quite a guy. Omolo Rebishma Ben Kimtis, Shayachofen Arbaas Kavim Bemolokofen. He could hold four carbon in the local, no? An enormous amount of keteris, and that's more than the mach ever saw. The owner, he used to say, Kola Noshim Zorv, Zeren Ima Olalagar. Man, all the women, they know how to be Zorv, we'll see what that means. But Mom Zeret, that went up to the roof. So I really got it all. I mean, that's how I got these sizes. Ekin Yamri to Arsan. Some say Zeret in the sense of cereal. Zeret is a type of cereal. Zeret and Arsan, they're wheat cereals. So in other words, Wheaties. It means Ima ate Wheaties. She ate a lot of Wheaties. It would get Rabbi Yonason. I'm a Rabbi Yonason. I'm a Rabbi Yefio. Arson Yofet Lechol. So since every Yoledes is every pregnant woman is a Chayla, generally, she's, you know, vomiting and so on. So they give her the cereal to eat. So Ma ate a lot of the cereal. So I really got big. Others say it's referring to the Zera of his father, that it looks like a Kaddish Baruch who really checked it out and gave me some powerful genes. Rabbi Abu Rami Ksiv, the one in Dalai Lama says, Batizreni Chayel Milchama. Ksiv, Hamazreni Chayel Milchama. The same Shira appears in Shmuel as it does in Tehillim, with minor changes. One of the minor changes is the difference between Tizreni, which is a lesson of Zoreh, which means to winnow, and Ma'azreni means to wrap me around and make me strong, the belt. In other words, you know, give me power.
The first one?
Zoreh Goran Achitim. So Amar David, Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shema, Ziri Tani, Zeras Tani. What you did is you checked through all the sperm first to get the best genes for me. And then you made me strong. So that's good for what Yishmael ben Pabi was saying, that Ma got the best of the Zera. One time before Yom Kippur, he was talking with a certain Arab, and the Arab spit, and while he was talking, some saliva landed on his clothing, on Rabbi Shmuel's clothing. And since we gave all Goyim a din of Zovim, so he couldn't do the Avodah. So Nichnas Yeshiva Achiv, Vishimesh Tachto, Verasa Iman Shneiko Anim Gedolim Beyonecha. So his mother, who he was complimenting about her Zeret, she had two of her kids on one day being a Kohen Gadol. ושוב אמרו עליו רבי שמו בן קמחיס, פעם אחת יוצא בסיפר עם אדון אחד בשוק, וניטה צינור מפיו על הגולה, ונכנס יוסף אחי בשביל משתחתת, והוא עשה אימן שני קיים גדולנו ביונה אחד, and what's more, תנו רבונן, שבעה בנים היו לה לקמחיס, וכולם שימשו בגולה גדולה. אמרו לו כחמי, this is incredible. מה עשית שזכית בכך? How in the world does one woman have seven to unheard of? אמרה להם, מימי לא ראו קורות בסי, כלאי סערי. That the koros in my house, even though it was even when I was completely in private, I never uncovered my hair. Omrullah, our beasukim. Oh, well, that doesn't mean nothing. Lots of women do that. So, well, you're not such a bitsanua. Nonetheless, I've never heard of anybody that had seven kind of gidolim. So, it must be more to it than that.
Can
you
remember
that said that
if one
client
step down for a little bit?
It's, yes, a day.
But
will
we call him,
will
we still call him?
Yeah, sure, it's the Milo, I think that. He remains the kind of Milo. This one, the likes of those, they have a little bit. It's pretty incredible.
Is this the Baishim or
Baishim?
Baishim. So, those calling him were not
calling him? No, on the contrary, the more specific one takes out those years in Yerushalayim. And it goes through all the years, it says, take out the years of Shimon HaTzadik, and Mishmol Ben Kimchi, it goes through all the ones that were decent, it adds up, you know, so it's 13 years.
And
Yerushalayim goes through the, all.
We got through all the trouble that we're taking from Kohen and Yisrael, coming to an Arab and a Shulk, and they'll get that.
Terrible. No, this is amazing.
What can I do in this case?
Someone that was maybe had an amaret.
So,
Bikumtso means that it has to be in your komets. That means shlo yasa mida on the komets. You're not allowed to make a kli that's the size of the komets. You have to actually do the kmitza with your hands. Now, maoshi yasa mida lechafina. What about for chafina? Because note the difference. When the Torah says by the comments of the minute, it uses the lashon of bi komso, but it never says bichov now, but only says v'lakach malachov now. So in other words, it's just telling me the amount. It's not telling me the utensil in which I have to bring it. So maybe I could make an equivalent amount of malachov now as a kli and use the kli to do the chafina. So the shaila is like this: possibly they say bikumza. Maybe the reason by comments that I can't make a meter of comments is because it's bikumza locha. The lo is bichofna, el melochofna. Torah something like that. Lo. Maybe there's no akva as long as it's the right size. Odilma yolit melo mimelochumza. Maybe we should learn out melochofna from also melo that appears from comments. And just like over there, it's bikumza. Here too, even though it doesn't say it, it means bichofna. Tashma. But what about this mysterious line in our Mishnah? The Mishnah is Bekach Haiso Midasa. What does that mean? Does that mean my love Shima Tzalasot Mida Osa? Does that mean that if you want to make a Mida, so Bekach Haiso Midasa. Make a Mida that size. Okay. That's the Gemara law. Now, Tosis points out that the naive reader of the Mishnah would certainly have read the Mishnah as follows. V'nasan l'toch hakav. The kaf size was gadol the fi gadlo of the kohen and katan the fi katno. The kaf is samidasa of the kaf. There's much more to the Mishnah. The pashmas is make a kaf the size of malachotam. So that what he's bringing in, doesn't look like a half empty kli. You know, I mean, the Gemara doesn't even consider that possibility. Only shaila of yours whether we made a kli for the chofen, not the kaf. Which is such a dogmatic way to read the Mishnah when you have such a logical, straightforward way to read it. So it says the reason the Gemara doesn't even want to consider it that possibility is because it's simply unreasonable that we would have gone ahead and used the exactly the correct size, then we're going to have problems. Because it's going to spill out when he puts it in from a lochofna, then he has to go back and he has to be chofen from it, it'll also spill out. So it's not reasonable to say we would adopt the one account to be exactly the size of it. Why would we want that? We'd rather have it large enough to hold the Malachofa without any problems. Therefore, must when saying Kafka must be referring to some Mida that would take the place of Malachofa. Well, that can't be the Kafka. It must be coming to tell me that you can make, if you want, a Mida as long as it's the right size. Measure his Malachofa now and make a Mida that size of Malachofa now. So if you want to know that, maybe it doesn't mean that at all. Well, Malachi Karma could mean the Kafi Midasa, meaning, and that's the way you got to do it whenever you do it. Meaning, the Kachayach was there, but Chufna Lefnim. And when he gets inside the Kachia Kadoshim, he has to take it out of the Kaf and do Chafina again. And that's the Kachayach Midasa, that's the way it's done, whenever it's done. Oh, so So Shema Aminah Chofen V'Chozer V'Chofen, huh? In other words, we see from our Mishnah, and we have a shayla about this later on, we don't bring the right from our Mishnah there. So then the verb from our Mishnah we see that you have to do Chafina again inside. And that's an Ibaya later on. So why don't we just know it from the Mishnah then? Well, no, wait a second. I said maybe it means that. I didn't say it has to mean that, right? If you want to tell me that from here I have a right, you have to do Chafina again inside, I'll say, no, maybe the Mishnah means you should make a Mida for Chafina. So, anywhere you go, you can't prove anything from this Mishnah, because I can always tell you it might mean the other thing, right? So, Dilma Shim Ratzalah says, Mida Asa. Well, you know what? Maybe it means B'chol something else. Maybe it means, V'kachai Tamidata, you know, Shelo Yachsar V'Shelo Yosir. But it answers you from having any more or less than the exact amounts. You can't have it overflowing. You can have it a little bit less. You have to make sure Melo Chafnav is exactly Melo Chafnav. So, no, when it comes to Kmitza, we darshan like this. Melo kumtso, yachum mevuras. Melo kumtso. Huh, that sounds full, like really, shmak. As full as you can get it. So you should have it overflowing. Oh no, no. Talmud Amar big kumtso. It's got to all be inside, quickly held within the comments. Aha. So I big kumtso, yachal afi lebarashe yetzbo'otam. So then maybe, to completely enclose. In other words, what I should do is I should stick in the tips of my fingers, take a little bit out, so you can't even see it. Right? It's all closed from all sides. A little bit of flour inside there. Right? But that way it's completely bikumtso. Maybe that's what it means. No? Talmud Lomar Malokumtso. You can't do that either. You got it. So then what does it mean? It means kitakamtsi inch. It means what is usually referred to as a handful in Hebrew. As the Rambam said, Zed mashmaut hakometz b'lashon ha'ivrit. So what's the pshat malokumtso? Haketa. Chofe shalosh etzbo'otav al pisat yato v'kometz. A handful in Hebrew means this. That's a handful. Cross the palm, and as we'll see, you use your pinky and your thumb to clear off anything that's been sticking out in either direction. Okay, so, now, of course, you may have something of a problem when it comes to Minchas Machabas or Marakashas, right? Because if you're dealing with solas, okay, if you're dealing with the Marakashas or Marakashas, you've got pieces, you've got pancakes. Well, how do you take that much friendship? You have pancakes sticking out from here, and pancakes sticking out from there. So what do? So then, you have to be mokek for godlo milamala, ubetzbo kitana milamat. You have to make it exactly even. Squish off all the pancakes sticking out in any direction. Vizui avodah kosher shavuot, because that's the hardest thing to do. Because what usually happens, you try pulling out the pancake, so some of the pancake comes out. And some of the pancake comes out, then it's kosher. But if you don't rub it hard enough, then it'll be godlish. But it's only Bikram, so it's not kosher. You have to really practice to get this down flat.
You can't do it with the other
hand
of the
mic. Oh.
That's part of the whole
code. Good grief.
That's part of the whole
code. Wait a minute. Zuhi Vesulo, that's it? That's what's hard? What about Malika? Malika is called Brother Kasha. What about Chafina? We'll see later on, that's referring to the Chafina Bifnim, when we finally find out that yes, it goes over Chafna. So there's the Chafina Bifnim, where you've got to get out everywhere as good that you put in, which is awfully hard to do. Okay, Zuhi may have a discussion of the Midrash. Is that happening? This is one of the really hard things. I'm going to yell at boy with Yeshua ben Uzal. Bein habinayim shemalokum tzoma. What is the din of flour that is caught between your fingers in the comment? I'm going to, Papa, I have it all worked out. And here's my theory. The gaboy loti boy loti boy loti. If it's in the inner part, in other words, in the place where your finger is already open to your hand, right? So then, it's part of the inside. And that's from it. If it's baroi, if it's on the outside, where your fingers will close to each other, that's definitely out of the comments. Loti baroi lecha. Devarai shirayim. So now I have clarified your problem. Your problem is, kiti baroi lecha v'beini beini. Ma. What's the din? Says, Rabbi Yochanan, I have the answer. The answer is, hold on, question, Yeshua ben Uzzah, Bein HaBinayim is a suffix. Tosfos says, what? That was what we started with. How can you possibly end a question by giving the answer, well, I have the answer, it's a question.
Yeah.
Seems incredible.
Well, could be there were three things, you know, that it was a suffix, I know it's a suffix.
But the Pope already just told us that that's not the Shiloh. The Shiloh was only what the bin is on the middle. We didn't find any opinions. Anyway, Tosfos says that maybe the pshat is that he's saying it's a suffix, is that there will never be an answer. And this is one of those things which is definitely not provable from the Sukkim and from the halakhah that we have. Huh?
That's the later on.
Right.
Paker comes later on.
Yeah, Paker, you can't, I mean, you can't give an answer. Paker, we don't have an answer. This is saying is bad sentence or something. It's one of those things that the Torah gave us that we have to treat always Lakumra one way or the other. But this is another Torah which is similar to what you were saying. That maybe Nitzad or Hakrila this way or something. You were answering something. But anyway, it's like it's a real build-up, a crash. I have a Torah over here, and I got it. So what do we do? If the obvious, if it's a suffix, we've got serious problems. Why? Because you see, what are we going to do? If we bring it up with the comments on the mizbeach, and it's really not part of the comments, then that means it's part of the shirayim. Now, suppose some of it gets burned before the comments does. The din is that the shirayim are missing before the akhtaras of comments. The comments are possible. So we can't possibly burn up with the comments. If we burn the comments first, then these things are shirayim. But you're not allowed to burn shirayim on the mizbeach. So how can you burn it? So we've got big problems. What are we supposed to do? I'm Rebbe Chanina, I'll tell you what you do. Makhtik comments with a tchila v'ada v'yabinai. First of all, obviously you can't bring it together with the comments, okay? So you have to bring the comments first. Why? Because here on the Ben Abinayim Bereshit, if you're going to burn the Ben Abinayim together with the comments, you can't, because Dilma Shirayim, you know, maybe they're not comments and they're Shirayim. In which case, if they burn before the comments, Avlu Shirayim Shechusru Ben Kmitza Akhtarah. If the Shirayim are Chosar, between the time that the Kohen does the Kmitza and the Akhtarah, Omar Ma Shirayim Shechusru Ben Kmitza Akhtarah, Emakdir and Alayim as a comment. So then it's also to be marked with the comments. Oh, says the Gemara, so then what good is it? Yihachi Hashtanami? Yikri Kan Koshin Amenu Lihishim Areyu Bebal Takhtiru? Why don't we say over here the normal Pusik that we say that anything which was brought a matir from it to the Mizbeah, meaning, let's say, the Shirayim, out of which has been taken a comment, so Mimenu was Lihishim already, then it's usher to be makir this thing on the Mizbeah, so how can you possibly bring it up in Abinayim afterwards if you're taking seriously the consideration that maybe it's Shirayim, you're being over to the Arayim and bringing it into the Mizbeah. Omre Yudav Reder Shimon Bambazi, the makir of the Shumates. What you do is you make it tonight. You say like, if, imagine going through this on every comment, if this part over here is Shirayim, so then I'm only bringing it up as fuel for the Mizbeah. And if it's really part of the comments, then it's part of the Haktar of the comments that I already was marked before. And Rebbe Eliezer says that that's what to do. The Daniel Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Reach, and Korach, Yach, and Mal. Avalat Amal, Avashum, 18, says Rebbe Eliezer, there it's talking about the Eborim of a Chattas. The Maisa was over there that a Ebre Chattas got mixed with Ebre Ayla. So we say, well, too bad, there's nothing you can do, because if you bring up every Chattas on the Mizbeach, you'll be over and this will be right. So, says Rebbe Eliezer, no, you know what you do? You bring up every Eber, you make it tonight. If this is an oil, it's for Akhtara. And if it's for a Chattas, it's for fuel. Because Dafka, the Torah says, L'Reyat Nifaya. So you see, what is the Akhtara? Don't be Mala, something fossil or something that was already Shirayim, L'Reyat Nifaya. So that means, oh, Dafka, L'Reyat Nifaya, Yata Mala. But you can bring it up for fuel. All right, say Nechu Rebbe Eliezer. I mean, very nice. But that's only Rebbe Eliezer's sheet. I mean, the Rabbanim and the Rodon hold like this. How can we pass them all? What do you mean? We could only bring a comet if we hold like the Rebbe Eliezer? How do you ever bring a comet?
There's no Shalom Meridian Bekredish here.
Huh?
Meridian Bekredish? Bring something which is very hot to slit for fuel.
Hmm. Well, what can we do? We have to do it. It's the only way we want it. Rabbanim, I don't mean. Over of Mori, well, you know, going to Rabbanim, you'll have to say the Kamti Shmini. You need big fat Kohanim to do the Kmitah. So if they're fat, then there's no room between their fingers for anything to get caught, and then you don't have any problem. If they have bony fingers, then it's very bad, because then we have no problem with bony. No, it wasn't bony.
But if it happens,
it's bad, then?
Do
we all allow?
Well, they do
that. We have to throw it. Well, wait a second. Now that you say that, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we should only allow fat people also, because even Rebbe Eliezer has made us that the din of making a tznai, the shenetim, and so on, is certainly not the right way to do things. And so he only said that luck if you mix up every yolo with every kafas. So it's ridiculous to say, if you have an alternative, then you should say the way to bring a comment is to make this funny tznai every time you bring a comment. Of course he didn't say that. So he also agrees that you should have fat con in doing kmitza. Now we understand why the Kohanim have to eat so much meat. We have to keep them roy for the menachos. Vayrapa. Bein ha-binayim shim lo chofnav ma. How about? How come lo chofnav? We're over there.
Over there, we didn't discuss what the din is of the parts that's between figure. What do you mean we didn't discuss it? Michael and Bert, I understand. What's your problem? E gomar malo malo, mehosam hainu ha. Wait. We had a shaila before, right? We had a shaila before about what's the din of making a kli for the chof. And we said, we're mesubik, that we learn it out from lofof now, that we should make a zera shaila, but we don't learn it out. So, I mean, the halacha of bichof now never occurs unless you learn out malo malo from over there, right? In other words, what's the kasha? The reason that you don't bring by the comment is because it says bikumso. Right? So bikumso, we said bikumso means yochom avurek stamalon bikumso. Now it never says bikhofna. Alright, so then if your tzad is that you're learning it out of the comments, so then what do you want? It's the same as the comments. If you tell me you have a problem with bani bani comments, you have a problem with bani bani kofna. And if not, then it doesn't say anywhere that Mavurit is us anyway, so what's the problem? It's the same exact shaila we asked before. We asked the shaila if you can make a kli for the chofna. And we said it's dependent on whether you learn out malo chofna from malo kumso. Right, so it's the same question here. What are you adding? Says Rechopa, no, it's not. Rechopa, you see, even if over there I would determine, let's say that I would say, well, I don't learn out from malo chofna as far as the din of not making a kli for the chofna. Because that's dependent in something else, right? That's dependent in the lashon of bit. However, I want to know something else. I want to know what the din is. Do you need below chofna behavi beina b'ha'ika? I have no chofna. What did I do wrong, right? Odila v'lakach behavi beina. Or do we say, since the Torah says v'lakach below chofna, that means that what I'm bringing, I have to taken. But the part that gets stuck between my fingers, I don't take. It's pushed in there by itself. That's not called a mitzvah of lakicha. So that's my question. Does the din of lakicha apply also without kavana to what's nifas beini beini? Taisus explains more strongly. Taisus says, Rapapa's question is, the lakach that appears in the pasuk, the lakach melo hamakta gakale eish, umelo chofnav, does the lakach go on the melo chofnav? Or the lakach, then of lakicha only goes on the melo on the matta h, right? And the melochofna, you should also bring in the av, but not the lakach. That's the shadow. But the first lakach refer both to the matta and the chatina. In which case, this is chotzer in the mice of lakicha. Or does the first lakach refer only to the matta, and the melochofna is only the av? If it's only the av, so even if we should like the miskapin, as long as it's in my melochofna, what's the difference? So therefore, says Rapapa, I don't care if you don't dash in the malo malo. It's not because of the bit. I have another different problem. I have a lashon lakicha. That's the shame. Take it. Amr Rapapa, pshita li, malo kumtso ki dekam se inch. There's no question in my mind that when the Torah says malo kumtso, like we said before, it has to be that you end up with the three fingers across your palm, and that's the lashon of the comments. I understand that. However, my question is, how do you go about doing that? Now, normally, again, in the much larger lashon ha'ivri, the lashon of comments means to take a handful by going like this into the material. However, there's other ways to accomplish the same end. You could go like this. Right? You could go like that until it gets filled up. Now, the shailas, is it the results that's important, or is it the maisa kmitza, the way people normally do it, that's important? That's what I want to know. Koi rupa. Suppose the guy sticks his fingers down like this, in, the way we would say, grab a handful in English. Right? Or, suppose, milamata lamalama, suppose he digs his hand in like that, with his fingers facing down. First one, his fingers facing down like this, his palm down. Here, the back of his hand is down, and he forces his fingers under. What about that? Or, milamata lamalama? What about minat study? Which means to just roll your hand over it and let the stuff fall over between your fingers and around the edges. So you don't actually take it, but it gets in there. Furthermore, Omer of Chok, take it. So in all of those, he doesn't have a right.
What's the way that you're supposed to do it? What's the way you're supposed to do it?
Like this. Using the side of your palm, in, and then close your fingers, and then when you take it out, clean it up. Furthermore, Omer of Chok, Pshitali, Melochofnav, also means Kitachafnav, which is like this. Two sides down, brought together underneath, and pulled up. Uh-huh. Now the shaila is, what about over there? Kafan brosh etzvos of mouth.
Mila Mitzvah. You went like this. You put your hands together and you go like this. Right? Or you go like this, which is Mila Matzah Mamala. What would be the din? Mila Matzah Mamala. That's Adma. Or how about Chafan Bezu Bezu? The Korbanet Zu Eitzah. Suppose you put your hands in separately and then take them out and then put them together. So I have Malach of Chaf. How about that? Take. But Tosis points out that you can't ask that, well, I mean, you know, you already asked to say Besha by Komets, I mean, a Manasha, if you hold. This is because a physical act, it's impossible to say if we're going to learn Xer Shah. But what does Chafina mean? What does Kibitza mean? I mean, there are two different types of acts. In fact, I've learned the dinim of one for the other. It doesn't mean that if the norm is, you know, to have three as well as our Kibitza, then you're supposed to have three as well as our Chafina, obviously. So that's what Rav Papa is perfectly within his rights to declare any buyer on the Chafina, even if we would have Malach. It's a different thing. Let's define precisely what the term means by this thing.